Hey everyone, thank you for joining in as we continue walking through the strange Paradiso. Today is April 1st, 2024, and the fear that the news and everyone around is projecting out there is just accelerating. And this is what we have spoken about a couple of times now. And now, earlier this morning, I mean, this may be old news, but I heard about this early this morning, that Niagara Falls, in that area there, that they are declaring a state of emergency because of the solar eclipse coming up next week. A state of emergency. Okay. As well as many schools being closed on that day. The National Guard in certain states are being activated. They're telling people, and we already spoke about this, to have at least 2 weeks worth of food, to top off your gas tanks, and blah, 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 for a solar eclipse. Once again, I know I said this already before, but I have been through at least two of them in my lifetime, okay, at least. And there was never anything about a solar eclipse. But we all know that it must have something to do with the date, with the time, with the planetary lineup. I mean, there is a reason for this, okay? As well as certain groups to be using this for whatever agendas they've got going on. But if we don't put energy into it, then it will have no energy, okay? Once again, I'm not telling anyone not to prepare for anything, because for all we know, it could be a earthquake, it could be something, and we always need to be prepared for things like this, not just for a solar eclipse, which to me is just... I don't know, guys. I don't know why this is all being so hyped up besides the things that I already mentioned, okay? And I know I said this before, that I'm not going to really go anywhere because I don't want to be around and witness people who may start tripping or whatever the heck, okay? So that's why. If I do go somewhere, I'm going to tell you guys about it and tell you if I witnessed anything peculiar or anything at all, okay? So I'm just going to, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not going to go anywhere because I just may, just to observe, all right? You know me, I'm so nosy, I can't let anything go. Okay, so with saying all that, it just seems that every day I'm hearing more and more, you know, it's like to declare a state of emergency, shouldn't something have already taken place? There is no emergency. I mean, if the eclipse is a state of emergency, that's a new one for me. Then why isn't the lunar eclipse a state of emergency and things like this? Anyways, all very strange, kind of. All right. So now we're getting reports of, I don't know what you would call them, but the person who reported this just said it was a very strange person. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I come in to the realm of very strange people just about every time I go somewhere. Usually, I... especially early, because I run my errands early in the day, is when I will come, not in contact like I'm speaking to them, but I have witnessed some really peculiar things going on out there, all right? Like just a little while ago, I was at the local grocery store, and I... saw someone, and it's very strange because when I'm looking for my items and stuff, I'm not really looking around, noticing people, like looking at people and gawking at them, okay, to see what they're wearing or what their shoes look like or what have you. I mean, I talk to people in the market occasionally. There'll be some conversation and things like that. But normally I'm not just walking around staring at people, okay? But a little while ago today, and it's like I was supposed to see this person. And I'm not saying anything or ridiculing anyone on how they look. But this person looked like one of those people on, what was that? You know, like the Hobbits? Remember the Hobbit people? What was that? Was it Lord of the Rings? Well, anyhow, this person just looked very, very different. Now, I didn't stare. I just looked at them quickly because I had to move my cart over so that they could get their items. So I moved my cart over and I had eye contact with this individual. And the first thing I noticed was that they were a little different looking, okay? And this person was not handicapped. They were not, I'm going to say, acting out or anything like that. But I did notice that. And then that person was gone. I'm not saying that they vanished or disappeared, but just like they came into the aisle I was on, okay? And I moved my cart over, and then I looked to my right to look for whatever I was going to get. And the next thing I know, that person was gone. And I never saw that person again in the market. Not that I'm out there looking around, but I would have recognized that individual because they were so different looking. All right. So, okay, these things happen. I know I'm not looking for an entity under every rock or behind every doorway, but you would have had to have been there to know what I'm talking about. Anyhow, okay, so this particular report is from someone, and I believe it happened here in California. And they were at one of those, kind of like a gourmet market where the market's not real big and they sell certain items and certain cheeses that you can't really find at your local grocery store the majority of the time. And certain items like that, you know, certain olives and things like that, that they have at these type of markets, as well as like wines and things. So it's not a big market. And the report was that the woman was already standing in the aisle when this person turned the corner to go down that aisle. There was already a woman there. And she turned. She was at the other end. And she turned to look at this person. Okay? I'm going to call him Robert. She turned to look at Robert. And he said, for some reason, and she's at the end of the aisle, suddenly he felt a little bit nauseated. All of a sudden, as well as his cart seemed to suddenly weigh a lot, like he was trying to push this cart through mud. He said it just became difficult to push all of this all of a sudden. At this woman never turned back to look at the items on the shelf. She continued to stare at him, and he found it increasingly more difficult to push that cart, okay, towards the end of the aisle where she stood. He said suddenly, because she continued looking, her eyes seemed to glow, but to kind of like change color from white to whiter white. He said it was very strange the way her eyes just seemed to glow but change. He said they were white and then they got whiter and then they got back down to regular white and then they got brighter again. And so finally, he stopped because he had to put his hand like up on his chest because the nausea was becoming overwhelming. And this woman turned and started walking towards him. Suddenly, the aisle seemed, he said, like it was a mile long and that she was far away. So she starts walking towards him and he tried to pull his cart backwards. He tried to step backwards just to get away. He was afraid to turn around. Plus, it was difficult because he felt he was having a hard time. Then she dropped down on all fours and started running towards him. When she dropped down on all fours, he said her hair had been like this brown color, and suddenly it like encircled her head almost like a cross between a lion's mane and a halo, and her face became very, very pointed. When she got up so close to him, he said when she got up maybe about 6 feet away from me, she vanished in a poof, like poof, vanished. Okay. He said once she vanished, his nausea went away and his cart became normal in the way that he was pushing it from the beginning. What in the heck did he witness? And why? And of all places, in a gourmet little grocery store, in the middle of the day, mind you. Not on a full moon, not on a new moon, not under any other conditions, not under like people look at dates and time. Nope. There was nothing coming up. He said the moon was waning. It was in its waning phase. It was like days away from the new moon, but there was nothing, okay, as far as any type of astronomical events or anything at all. Not that that's the only thing that matters, okay, in things like this. And he also went on to say that he frequents that market regularly. Him and his wife both go to that market regularly. Never has anything like that happened to him before in his life. So just what was that? Obviously, it was meant for him. He said, and the other strange thing was because the market is small, you're never really alone in there because of the size of it. Everything is pretty packed in there and this and that. He said there was no one in that aisle. But as soon as that happened and she disappeared, people from the other end turned down the aisle. And all of a sudden, the noise and the music that was in the store seemed to slowly come back. Like he was taken into another realm, or if time had suddenly slowed down or something like that. Very, very strange. Now, while that happened, I believe it was here in California, and not that long ago, guys, this happened like this year. This brings me to another story, and I may have shared this with you guys a long time ago, okay? And this I cannot take credit for. This is not a story that anyone told me or I know the person that this happened to, but I read about this and I don't recall the circumstances, okay? I don't recall how this person became the way he did, but apparently there were these friends. There were like three friends, and they had, I don't recall if it was the Ouija board or what they had done, but they were engaging in something, okay? They were dabbling in something.
And so once they were done, okay, they were like nothing happened and they just stopped doing whatever it was they were doing. And one of the guys, I guess from what they were doing, he is the one who suffered from an attachment or something happened to him, okay? Out of these three guys, one of them actually was affected by whatever it was that these guys were. There may have even been more than three guys, but what happened was, I think two of the guys were cousins, okay? So the one cousin, okay, my bad, the two cousins, they were going to go to the store or something. They were going to go to the grocery store and get some food or go look for something. I guess they were going to, I don't know, barbecue, whatever it was. So they're in there, and he said his cousin had been acting really strange for, he said, ever since we did what we did, my cousin, I'll call him Sal, he said, my cousin Sal was just acting really strange. And so they didn't believe him. They thought he was messing around. Okay, stop messing around, Sal. We know that, you know, nothing happened. And so stop. You can stop now, okay? And he just didn't pay attention. He just continued acting out of his usual normal behavior. I mean, his personality had changed. He had changed. But everybody thought he was just putting on an act. So the time when Sal and his cousin Mark, okay, I'll just call him Mark, they go to the market, and Sal had been like not hanging out with the guys, okay? He had been kind of like to himself. So Mark says, hey, come on, let's go. We're going to pick up some food and we're going to do this and we're going to have a good time. And so Sal really didn't want to, but he relented and he went to the market with Mark. And so they're in there. And Mark said, Sal opened up a pack of meat and started eating it raw there in the market. And he had never seen him behave this way. He's like, I had never seen anyone behave this way. Not only did Sal open that packet of meat and start eating it, but he didn't eat it like picking it up with his hands. He just put his face, like he tore open that packet and put it up to his face and started eating it like that. Just like gnawing at it. And that meat container, you know, smashing it in his face. And then when he was done and he threw that container down, and he has like the residuals of the meat and, you know, the blood and stuff like that on his face. And he's still chewing. And there were other people in the market who witnessed this. So Mark grabs his cousin and takes him out of the store. And he's telling the people, I'm sorry, he's been really sick. Well, really? He's been really sick? There's more to it than that. But anyhow, not that it's a similar story to what Robert witnessed. But what I'm saying is there are things that can be happening that we see that begin perhaps with certain things that people may engage in, especially, and we've talked about this before, the dabblers, okay? They are harmful to themselves and to others. So what ended up happening to Sal, I believe that as time went on, he just became more and more withdrawn, didn't hang out with the guys anymore. And at some point, I believe, now I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that he started really acting like in an like a wild animal sort of way. And I believe he was killed. Because I think he was maybe going or trying or had attacked some people or a person. So that is another strange thing It's strange, okay? But we can all pretty much take a good guess at why and what actually got in to Sal, okay? Why no one was able to help him. See, I don't know all of that. I read this so many years ago. So all of the particulars, I do not know. I'm not able to share those. But I do remember the majority of it. Maybe they never talked about why no one was able to help him or what happened later on or anything like that. It's been probably about 10 years ago that I actually read about this. Okay. Now, recently, I've been hearing more stories about the BEK. All right. Now, I'm not going to get into it right now at this time, but it seems like these encounters are accelerating recently by BEK. You guys all know that's Black Eyed Kids or Black Eyed Children, whatever you want to call them. But it seems that these encounters have been happening now more. It seems, you know, for a while, you'll hear about a lot of these encounters and people dealing with these things, and then it kind of like goes away. You don't hear a whole lot about it. And now it's starting up again. Many of these things, guys, are beginning to come back in 2024 for many reasons. And there are many portals that are being opened, as well as supposedly, okay? Supposedly. This is all theory. I can't prove this. But CERN, okay? CERN is going back online. I guess they're going to start doing whatever they do with CERN, okay? Because of this eclipse that's coming on the 8th. You can look for that, read about that. But with CERN, okay, this thing opens portals. I don't think it's a byproduct. Oh, okay, CERN goes back online. They start it up again. They crank it up. Oops, portals have been opened. No, I believe that this is a big part, actually, of CERN and why it was even developed, okay? So we are going to see more of these things happening, as well as even things that a lot of people don't think about, okay? Like, how many people really, let's talk about this, really think about the werewolf? I mean, we hear about these things. There are plenty of people out there talking about dog, men, werewolves, all these kind of things. And I'm not saying that, let me just say, I'm really not interested. That's just me, all right? And I've never really thought too much about them. So it's some of these things that are going to be coming in to our realm because of the portals that are being opened. Maybe some were closed, because we do know that there are people out there who know how to close portals, okay? And some may have been closed, but now things are coming back online and these things are going to be reopened. So we're going to see more of these type of, whatever you want to call them, even like urban legends, folklore, things like this, okay? So we can't be surprised when these things just seem to ramp up and we start hearing more and more, just like the clowns, you know, and all this other stuff. A lot of the things that people fear, okay, the energy is put out there, and whatever these things are, they have the ability to manifest themselves into things that people fear. So a lot of this is getting ready to happen. And I was wondering, because I've actually been hearing about April and people talking about April since like last year, September, October, they were already talking about April 2024. Well, now I know why. Okay. Now I get it. See, I'm telling you that it takes a little while. You know, it has to go around the sun so many times before I understand. And I finally get it. So there are going to be certain things as well as, you know, we talk about urban legends. We talk about folklore. We talk about cultural type of deals. So you've got like more encounters with the duende. You got more encounters and witnesses when it comes to like the Llorona, the white lady, all these different kinds of things, even mermaids, guys. Yes, even flipping mermaids. Just things that we really don't pay too much attention to. These are the kind of things that are going to actually be allowed into our realm. The majority, I believe, once again, is through manifestation because of the things that certain people fear. And it's not like anybody fears a mermaid, because who really is going to believe in a mermaid? But let me tell you something. If you were somewhere and you saw one sitting on the rocks, it would freak you out. I know it would freak me out. I don't know what I would do. So it's not that I fear it, but yeah, it would freak me out. I don't know if I would go and try to get closer to see if I was really seeing what I thought I was seeing. Like, is it somebody in a costume? So that is another reason. I know all of these things may sound kind of strange to certain people. I know not to you guys, but maybe like to people who are new to this show may sound a little strange, okay? But let me tell you, when you hear the first report, you're going to think about this and what we are talking about right now, okay? When you hear the first time you hear about something, and it's not only mermaids, guys. Now, this leads me to something that happened a long time ago, okay? And this was something that someone witnessed. How did I forget about this? So anyways, this particular incident happened in another state where there were like a lot of crops, okay? There was like a lot of flat land. There were a lot of crops. And this person was driving through and making sure everything was getting watered. And then they'd go out there and they'd have to make sure that the sprinkler systems were working, whatever the heck. But they were out there working, you know, on these crops. So it was getting to be a little bit later. Everybody was done with work and putting their vehicles back into the barns and what have you. And so the last guy out there, he was like, I still have to work on this one line. And so I'm going to be out here for maybe an extra 30 minutes. Go ahead and go. And then just leave the barn, whatever, unlocked so that I could put my vehicle in there. Okay. So everybody leaves and he's out there by himself. So he's working on this system, whatever. And where they were at, okay, they don't have things like those storks, okay, and pelicans and things like this. I mean, I've only seen a pelican once in my life, all right? I can't tell you if I've ever seen a stork. But this person, so picture this. He's down there. It's kind of like on his hands and knees. He's working on this system. And he hears something. He hears something flapping. So he looks up, and they're not by the coast. There are no seagulls, okay? There's nothing like that. They are completely inland. There is no coast where this took place. He hears a flapping, and he hears this sound. And he looks up, and he said, "I saw a pelican." Now, the pelican has that, like, big sack thing in under its beak, whatever the heck. And the pelican dropped something out of its sack. And it looked like it was a white package. He said, but it wasn't a box. It was a white, like if it was a blanket that was tied in the center. And this pelican thing dropped that package or packet into the field. And then it went away. Now, oh, I know that there's a difference between a pelican and a stork, but this guy said it was a pelican because the pelican is the one that has like that bag underneath its beak, whatever. Okay, so at first he's like, he's still on his hands and knees, and now he's not paying attention to what he was doing. He's looking ahead like, what did I just see? And he said also he never knew that a pelican could fly like that. So he stands up and he sees that packet out there, just laying there. So he slowly starts walking towards it. And as he's walking towards it, as he gets closer, he can see that there's like something alive wrapped up in this blanket or whatever the heck it is. It's some kind of material. So he starts getting closer. He's like, there is no way that this is going to be a baby dropped off in this field by a pelican, okay? But he starts walking up towards it, and it's whatever it is has arms and legs, and it's like kicking itself out of this wrapping. So he gets close enough, and this thing jumps up with it and puts its hands, like its fist at its sides. You know, like you stand there and you look at someone like, hey, well, it gets both of its fists and puts it on its sides. And he said this thing was naked. It didn't have any clothes on, but it also did not have anything like if you knew it was a boy or a girl. He said it did not have anything. It was like a plastic doll looking kind of thing. And this guy couldn't believe what he was seeing. And he said, I started screaming. And there was no one around and everybody had left. And he started screaming and he started running backwards. Of course, he's out there. There are like these little sprinklers running along the ground, which he tripped over. And that thing came running towards him, but it didn't run at him. It ran past him. He said, it came running towards me. I thought it was going to come and jump on me and tear my eyes out or do something, but it just ran by me. Now, I got to tell you guys something. I have goosebumps right now, okay? While this may sound like a very far-fetched, probably a lie story, no. No. This person who tells this story was crying. He was so traumatized by this. He was crying when he told the story. He was so scared. He quit. He never went back to that job again. And that was his job. That's how he fed his family. That's how he was able to take care of his family. But it scared him so bad, traumatized him. He never went back. He was like, no, I could not go back. So, okay, after that happened, and he got up, and he jumped in his vehicle, and he went. He said, I didn't even put it in that barn, whatever it was that they parked their vehicles in. He said, I didn't even put it in there. I didn't even lock that door. He was afraid that that thing was going to be in there. So he left the truck there, and he got in his vehicle, and he drove away. He didn't want to go the next day. He was going to quit. He wanted to go in there, though, and hand over his keys and hand over this and that. And he was like, no, I am not working there. He told his wife, there's no way. I know what I saw. I saw this. I witnessed this. I don't do drugs. I've never done drugs. I wasn't drinking on the job. It wasn't so hot that I was hallucinating. He said, I saw what I saw. I witnessed this. There's no one that's going to tell me that this did not happen. So he goes the next day and he's talking to the coworkers and he's telling them about this incident. And no one's laughing because he was just so upset. He said, I almost passed out when I was telling the story to them. And so they all went out there. And he told them, there was no genitalia. There was no nothing. It's like this thing was a plastic doll. And so, okay, they went walking out there. Now, they found the wrapping. They found this. It was a material. He said it was almost like white burlap is what it looked like. And they had like some sticks and they like opened it all the way up. And he said they all saw. He said all of us saw this. Now, the thing was soiled like if this entity had soiled a diaper. They all saw it. And then they all jumped back and they all started running away from it. Now, I'm pretty sure that this type of situation is not... This, what happened, is not the only time something like this has happened. I'm willing to say that, I mean, I'm not saying it happens every day or there have been thousands of these, but I do believe that there have been more. That this is not an isolated incident. And now, this man is in his 60s, okay? And he tells this story, and he's very upset. And also, there are certain things that he refuses to touch. He said, I just can't. After seeing what I saw, and the thing didn't make any noise. Like it didn't run by him and laugh. It didn't run by him and kick him. He didn't hear it running by, you know, panting like, ha, ha. He heard nothing. He said, from what he can remember, he didn't hear like feet hitting the ground. He said, like the wind blowing through grass or blowing through leaves. That's what it sounded like. He didn't hear like foot thumps or whatever. So, yeah, I believe that he saw something. And I have family members who have had some of the strangest encounters and things that really we sometimes feel defy the world, okay? Things that, oh, that's impossible, but yet they have experienced these things that are just out of this world, almost unbelievable. So I was going to share a couple more things, but you know what? I'm running out of time here. And so I'm going to save these. I'm going to try to come back on tomorrow after work, okay, and share these other things with you. One of the things that I want to say to you all is that because of the openings and the new ones that are going to be opened and reopened, there are going to be more of these gateways, okay? We don't have fear, okay? But we want to be aware and we want to be knowledgeable. So if we know certain things, then it lessens our chances of things just, you know, scaring us and things like that. That's why a long time ago when people didn't used to talk about these things, people would freak out. I mean, totally, when they saw certain things happen because no one was allowed to talk about them. I had a cousin who I remember hearing my parents, you know, they were speaking about one of my cousins one day. And I said, well, what's wrong with her? And they said, oh, she's hearing voices. So they think she's schizo. I was like, what? In the first place, I had heard voices from time to time coming out of my bedroom window. And so I was like, well, I must be schizo too, because I hear voices sometimes. Not only that, but I hear them, but I don't know what they're saying. And it would be in the summertime. I would get up and I would go by my window, listen. I could hear the inflection in someone's voice. I could hear him talking and like this, like they were really having a conversation. But the words were garbled. I couldn't understand what they were saying, although I should have been able to. Well, anyways, fast forward to today, and there was never anything wrong with my cousin, okay? She actually was hearing voices, but no one was allowed to discuss it. Oh, if you were hearing voices and you went and told your parents or someone, we have to take you to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or whatever the heck. No. But now we can talk about it. Now we have much more freedom to discuss these things. So it's not as frightening as it was before. Yeah, it may be unsettling. You know, you hear people talking like that time that I heard that sound coming from the other side of the formal living room. I heard that same sound a couple of times, but then I had people over one day and they heard that same sound as well as I did. So that was my confirmation right there. Oh, you guys heard it too. They were like, what in the heck was that? Yes, because these things do happen. Some things just have the ability to be able to cross over from that parallel, okay, every so often. And depending on sensitivity and depending on, like, when the worlds collide, when there's that collision, depending on on the intensity, well, everyone can hear it, just like everyone heard it that one time. Heard that same voice. Sound like it was coming from, like, where my microwave is, saying hello. Female voice, hello. So it's the knowledge that we have. It's the awareness. And right now, guys, it's a real necessity. We really need to be aware. So anyways, once again, I'm going to try to be back tomorrow and share some more things with you, okay? And I get people who say, yeah, but we should prepare. Yeah, but we should always be prepared. Always. Wherever you live, there are certain things that happen. If you're in like the Midwest, you get tornadoes, you get twisters. If you're in California, we get flooding, we get earthquakes. I mean, wherever we live, there are certain weather conditions, okay? We always need to be prepared because we never know. So, thank you guys once again for joining me. I really, truly appreciate it. If you want to contact me, I am at maybe_maria@outlook.com. And I'm going to try to be back tomorrow to share some more stuff with you guys, okay? So we'll be walking and talking again soon as possible. Ciao.